No, being honest, the feeling to play in this court is not a big difference. I think it's the same. No, I don't have a different feelings. The court by itself, okay. In terms of visual game, we can talk about small differences, but in terms of playing tennis, I think it's the same. The wind is coming the same way. Still a very, very big court, so I don't see any difference playing tennis here.
Hi, Rafa. How did you feel about your level today, and what were you pleased with the most?
Well, it was a first round, and I did a lot of things well, not many mistakes, being very solid all the time. Just, of course, is the beginning, and the first round is more about talking about what I have to do better, or what I did very well today. It's just about general feeling, and general feeling have been positive this afternoon, and just happy to be through to the second round. And that's the main thing today. And with straight sets, positive feelings, just happy for that.
Congratulations, Rafa, on making it to the next round. How do you prepare for an opponent that you haven't faced before? You have in your next opponent another individual who's a qualifier who you haven't played before.
Madden, or who won? Madden. Well, being honest, I saw play Yannick last year in Munich against Zverev, so I remember a little bit that. And then today with YouTube, you can find things, no? And I saw some highlights of his matches, and you have an idea. Okay, of course, it's different when you don't play, never played before, but you can create an idea about what he does, no? And that's what I did, just research a little bit on YouTube and with some videos, and for after tomorrow gonna be the same for me personally, no? But at the end of the day, for me, it's about play well myself, and of course knowing a little bit the opponent can help.
Congratulations. You are known as one of the very hardest workers our sport has ever had. Could you talk about your work, the process of working on your game? Does it give you a certain joy? Do you grow through that?
No, I have been a hard worker when I was a kid. Very hard worker, especially because I was able to play with very, very high intensity for a long time. But being honest, after the injury that I had in 2005 with my foot, my way to practice changed drastically, being honest. No? Until I had that problem on the foot in Madrid at the end of the season in the tournament that I won, that the next day I couldn't walk. I had to change the way that I had to approach my tennis career in terms of the way that I practice, in terms of the way that I can how many hours I can work or not. So I think the positive thing is during all my career, if I was able to practice 2 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour 30, normally I did with the highest intensity possible. No, and that's all. And what I did during all my career probably is go on court with a goal to improve something, and that make me feel alive always, and make me feel passionate about the process of improving anything.
Last two in English.
Rafa, I wanted to ask you about Christian Garin. I know he spent a little bit of time at your academy. What do you make of his season so far and the way he's improved in his game?
Yeah, he's playing well. He's a very dangerous opponent, one of the dangerous opponents on clay especially, and he has a good potential. So he decided another way, and things are going well for him. Wish him all the best.
Rafa, you know better than anyone what it takes to win here at Roland Garros. Do you feel like the challenge is the same every year, or are the new challenges each year?
Every year is a new challenge. It's more than new challenges or not. Every year is a new challenge. And today, I was able to win the first challenge, and after tomorrow, I'm going to have the second challenge, and that's the only way.